Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for BT and Sal to jam it up the A-gap.
Oh, yeah. The Road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365 and powered by Verizon. As the week goes on, BT, I don't know about you, before we even get into the actual game, you get into the media day, we touched on this a little bit. Like, I feel like it's getting lamer and lamer and lamer as it goes, as the years go on. Like, it's just pointless to have the stupid media day that they had last night.
It's getting goofier. You know, it started years ago, and people who really had no business covering the game from outside the sports world started going there and asking dopey questions with gotcha moments and a little viral clippage. You know, now it's just, you know, former players. Oh, what's going on, man? Like, there's no hard-hitting questions. It's just not interesting to me anymore. It's really not. You know, I've been to a bunch of them, and it used to be okay. I didn't watch one second of it.
Here's the best part about Super Bowl week. If it's for people who are in the media, yeah, who want to change from the daily routine and have a little bit of an escape and go hang out down at wherever the Super Bowl is, it's not the best for doing shows. Like, I've gone to Super Bowl weeks behind the scenes before, and it was fun. Like, go hang out with Mike, and you go out to dinner. You're on the road with the boys. Like,
definitely.
Whatever. Like, that part of it is cool. I wish we could experience that as a show, whatever. But, like, I think it's not about the listener. It's not about the fan. It's about the media. So I saw somebody before, Jimmy Trainee was tweeting about this, like Radio Row, whatever, and then somebody responded to him. It's sad that not one WFAN show went to the Super Bowl this year. Terrible look. Why is that a terrible look? Like, think about our content and what our station will be talking about. If the Giants or Jets were there, we'd be going. I mean, we better be going if that were the case.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Fighting tooth and nail. Maybe not us, but like the morning show.
No, 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 no. We are you kidding me? The Jets and the Giants? Saying, I guarantee we'd be there. We'd be there.
Well,
period.
At least we'd have the mornings and afternoons.
We would be there.
Point is, if a New York team is there, like Spike, our former boss, he's there.
Yeah, his team's playing.
Because the Eagles are there. But even he doesn't want to be there because it's so worthless. Like, the idea of what Radio Row is.
Yes.
It used to be a little bit cooler. To me, it's like,
let me tell you what it is, Sal. Let me just lift up the curtain for everybody. Yeah. I'm going to tell you really what it is, and I went through this, and yeah. I appreciated this. When you go to the Super Bowl as a member of the media, and I probably have been to, well, 10 on the network with right. Tiki, 13-ish Radio Row, something right. like that. It is a validation. I was going to be totally honest. It's it's an inward validation of your standing in the business.
Right. Like, oh, here I am in
yes.
Radio Row.
Yeah, and I don't mean that you like, yeah. oh, look at me. No, I'm yeah. better than, no, but like, if you worked hard to get to a certain place, and your company pays you to go to Miami or New Orleans or Scottsdale, Glendale, Arizona, which I forget which Dale, whichever it is. Yeah. I've been there as well. You know, it's cool. You show up and you see all the players and you have all the former players come on.
Yeah.
And you go and you hobnob a little bit, go to a couple of cool parties, whatever. But what it is just drivel. Right. I mean,
the shows are awful.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a great example. Like Anthony Munoz, who, great player, right. Boomer's former teammate. All right, we're joined now. Hey, BT and Sal. Download the Fan, joined now by Anthony Munoz. So, Anthony, before we start talking about the game, tell us about the sodium medicine that you're taking, you know, to lower your heart rate. It's just so stupid. Everybody's pushing agendas. Yeah. And nobody says anything of content. Now, if you can conduct a good interview, which you and I can, we would get some juice out of it, but
certain people,
it's a colossal waste of time.
Yeah, bingo. So now the game itself, and even so back to the point about like the media day, you're talking to you're hearing from the players and coaches, but that's such a ridiculous thing too. It's a circus there. I want to hear about the real game.
Yeah, man.
My feel, especially as we get closer to it, you know, it's now Tuesday and we'll dive more. We'll have Baldy on Thursday. And Dimitrov's coming up in a little bit too, which I can't wait to get into.
That's going to be good. Aspect.
Anyway, we'll have Baldy on Thursday, Costos Friday. We'll get more into the game and the picks and all that stuff. I really do feel like, you know, hearing Saquon talk, I really just feel like in the season of, you know, the 100th anniversary of the Giants, where basically everything that could go wrong for the Giants did, whether it's them or the outside parts, guys they let go, I'm just getting a gut feeling the freaking Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
You feel that,
I
do
feel that.
Are you going to bet that, or are you not sure? You are bold. He's giving it to us early.
Yeah.
I'm not even bet. Making us work for it. Sal's giving us the pick.
I don't even look at the line. I don't know what the line is. Now, it could change. It is Tuesday.
Yeah.
But my gut feel, and plus I've been going against Kansas City all year long, I just feel like the Eagles are gonna win this Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know who I want to win. I want Kansas City to win. Even though Kelce annoys me, I've said that a million times. I love the coach. I love the quarterback. Taylor Swift annoys me at this point. I don't know if I'm prepared to say who I think is gonna win. I know who I want to win. But I have a storyline for you that I think is fairly interesting. Yeah. Like this to me, this is really, really, this is real stuff. So, you know, we talk about these Jets and Giants coaches, and you run through their like cumulative win-loss records here, right? Nick Sirianni has been the head coach of the Eagles. Say what you will. I mean, you buffoon. Like, yeah, you mock him all the time. Yeah. You know, and a lot of Eagle fans can't stand him, right? He is 48-20 in 4 years as head coach. This is his second Super Bowl in 4 years, Sal.
Unbelievable.
And he's already had two of his four seasons. He's won 14 games, man. He wins an inordinate amount of games. And I don't know if enough people realize this. He is just about finishing up on that five-year, $35 million contract. So he's got a year to go. I find it incredibly interesting. Now, don't forget, before I get there, don't forget, after last year, Jeff Lurie, the owner, obviously waited 9 days to announce that he was going to be back. So as good as he's been, and with some of the questions about him as well, he still has won a lot, and he's young. He's 42, so he's off to a nice start. If he butchers the Super Bowl, like, I don't think it's inconceivable that he gets fired, or good at the point. Very least goes in as a lame duck. So how many coaches that have gotten to a Super Bowl, now gotten to a second, you don't even know about his contract, like his future.
It's a great point. Got to the Super Bowl, the Eagles, everybody thought we're going to fire him last year, where it seemed like he lost the team.
And they left him on the hook for 9 days before they said he's coming back.
Yeah, and they've had changes, obviously, with the coordinators, you know, all that stuff, whether it's from success or not. Also, the Eagles are unique in that they had one head coach win the Super Bowl with Peterson not too long ago. They move on from him, get back to now two others with Sirianni. I bet you, and if they do lose and he screws it up, maybe they do fire him, and they feel like, we'll just plug and play our head coach just like we did the last couple of times. They believe it's more about what Roseman's doing, and they're probably right in that regard with the talent that they've built up. Funny, because I talked to a lot of Eagles fans, because there are a lot of them around here.
Oh, yeah.
Can't stand the head coach, can't stand the quarterback, but yet their team keeps getting in the Super Bowl.
I know. And you go back to Andy Reid, you go back to Peterson, you go to Sirianni with two trips now. I mean, can we just get one? I mean, think about this. The Eagle fans, their standard has been raised so high. Not quite like Patriots for years, but
they're getting there, though.
It's creeping up there, man. Every year, you think they're going to win 12, 13, 14 games and be on the short list to get to the Super Bowl.